This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the Group of Seven Nations are gathered in southeastern France for the G7 summit, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he'll push U.S. President Donald Trump to de-escalate the American trade war with China. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Toning down the trade war may be a tough sell, as we heard from President Trump late Friday night.
Our tariffs are working out very well for us. People don't understand that yet. At the same time, China's had the worst year, probably in anywhere from 30 to 50 years, their worst year. And they want to make a deal.
But as Boris Johnson arrived in France for the G7 summit, he told reporters he would press Trump on the trade dispute.
On trade with China and on free trade generally, you betcha, we are absolutely the number.
But you're telling President Trump he should not be escalating the trade war with China.
You bet.
Britain relies heavily on global trade, and that includes China. I'm Shelley Adler.
The captain of an Iranian oil tanker being pursued by U.S. ships says it is now headed for Turkey amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The crew of the Adrian Darya updated its listed destination in its automatic identification system to Mersin, Turkey, a port city in the country's south and home to an oil terminal. However, mariners can input any destination into the AIS, so Turkey may not be its true destination. Mersin is just over 100 miles from a Syrian oil refinery, where authorities allege the tanker had been heading before being seized off Gibraltar in early July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a related story, British Defense Minister Ben Wallace said Britain is sending another warship to the Gulf to defend the freedom of navigation. The Navy said the HMS Duncan and the HMS Kent, a Type 45 frigate, are both headed for the Gulf. This is VOA News.